Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady. I want to get something out of the way right up top. Mm-hmm. How's your corona anxiety? The city is alive with energy.
Yeah.
On the subway here, just everybody's giving dirty looks.
There are more confirmed reports in New York City than anywhere else in this nation.
What?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
How many confirmed reports?
About 125 as of press time.
Oh,
what? It was just 11.
Oh, not me. Yeah.
It's mostly like Bronx and Westchester, right?
All I know is the trains go everywhere. I was on the train and I wolfed down food. I ended up coughing and this lady with a mask on in front of me moved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been taking city bikes, so I don't know how you guys feel about me.
Well, did
I wash my hands?
Did you disinfect the handlebars?
No.
Mm-hmm. Didn't think so.
It's interesting we're learning that apparently nobody's been washing their hands all this time.
That's so weird. Like, oh, I heard, because I can hear the train from my apartment. Thank you, everybody.
She's a real New Yorker, guys. Don't question her credentials.
Right. Conveniently located next to trains and
I
airports.
I live inside the train.
But I can hear the announcement. I haven't been taking the train much because I am back on the bike. And they are literally telling people to wash their hands and how to wash their hands on the announcements.
Right.
We should all be very ashamed of ourselves.
Excuse me, 45-year-old sing happy birthday twice.
Yeah. Oh, terrible.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit freaky. And I was thinking like, oh, self-quarantine, that might not be that bad. Because in my imagination, it meant you could just not leave your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And then my friend was like, that's not how it works. You know, you can't just like go to the coffee shop when you're in self-quarantine.
Right. You really have to be locked up.
It just means you can't don't go to Manhattan, right. You know? Right? Come on. We're all friends.
You don't you don't have to go to some parties if you don't want to.
Yeah, self-quarantine.
I am aware of like I was sneezing earlier and I'm like, why am I sneezing? I'm like, something got caught. I don't know.
Yeah. And I go to the doctor a lot now due to my blood cancer. Mm-hmm. And I have to, you know, they have to like make all these announcements about, you know, you're not allowed to bring anybody with you anymore. Mm. If you're feeling sick, you have to tell them beforehand. And then they ask you if you've traveled, you know, at all when you get there. And then I think if you say yes or if you cough, they just like kidnap you and put you in a room, right? They're like, okay, we got him. And then you're quarantined there. So I don't know. I think it's a little freaky for, I mean, maybe because I'm just like in the medical mindset more. I'm really thinking about it.
I got nervous because I have an autoimmune disease and I know that like I'm more susceptible, but But I also have a trip to San Francisco at the end of this month that I'm just like holding on and I'm just waiting for them to cancel.
Yeah.
Did they test you because you're already seeing a doctor?
No.
No, they're leaving the tests for medical professionals first and then those people can take care of people. But they're not. I thought they'd be testing everybody, but they're not yet.
No, I don't think they've tested. I think probably thousands of people have it. But they just, it's mild.
Right.
So they haven't been tested.
Well, last show, you ended with sending out this prayer of platelets.
Yes.
People need to have you in your platelets rose.
They went up. Can you believe it?
I can, because I was thinking about you.
It was like the weirdest, best thing.
Right.
It's like the only good thing that's ever happened to me.
I didn't pray for you because I didn't want you to get too many.
Thank you.
Yeah, because that can happen too.
Sometimes God's like, I feel like she's stacking the deck here.
Yes, careful what you wish for, you know?
No, so they were at 59,000. They couldn't go below 50. Next time I got them checked, they were at 69,000. Nice. Hello.
Hello.
And today, guess
86?
Where?
86?
69 again.
Oh.
Holding steady.
Wow.
So thank you to everybody who thought about me. I think it helped.
I think every time someone follows me on Twitter, it ups your game.
Yeah, quantum love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Look it up. But yeah, so that's the big news for me.
Congrats.
That's my health news. Do you guys have any updates you want to share here in this space?
Healthy as an ox.
Andrea had sex.
Yeah, she's clear about that, right? To everybody.
I'm so happy.
She shows me her sex wounds when I come in the office.
Oh.
Yeah.
What are your platelets, Andrea? Bruising easily.
I don't know.
That's not cool.
Man, they're falling out of ribs, it seems.
Oh, my God. All right. We have to get to the bulk of the show, is where we talk about the other show and the episodes they're in.
Yes.
Starting this time with episode 3,238. Up and down names. Mm-hmm. Now.
And the start of our 15-year anniversary month.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Can you believe?
No, I really can't.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Good job. Mm.
It is crazy. We had our yearly dinner the other day, and we're just like, that is a long time.
Yeah, we finally came to terms with it. We're like, actually, you know what? Yeah, this is long.
Did you enjoy your dinner?
It was so very good. Fun. Yeah, good dinner, good convo. And is good at keeping a conversation.
Oh, thanks.
It's so funny that you're shocked that you can have a conversation with him.
I'm like, you're all right. I mean, this is work. This is different. I'm half here. But at dinner, one-on-one, very good. She's very good with words.
You should see us go into other people's shows. We'll meet up like, a few minutes before so we can walk in together. Or we try to, and we're like, okay, you're here. And then we're just quiet. And then we're quiet on the way out. Okay, we said everything. See you tomorrow.
That's the mark of true friendship, I think. Love not talking to my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. What's better than having no pressure to say anything? Right. I love it.
They go, how's your best friend? I go, I don't know. I love him.
Yeah. I'm sure she would have told me
if
she cared to, but she didn't. And I trust her.
But 15 years and still going all right.
Yeah, so many great pull quotes from famous friends, and it's so fun to see on social media. Everybody follow, and then follow the people who are on the show.
Yeah.
And then follow me.
When you see a show title, for example, Up and Down Names, can you not help but try to guess what the show will be
about?
I'm
like, Keith's up to his old business again. I don't really pay attention.
Okay.
I'm like, it will become clear.
Right.
And I think you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
Psychopath. Watch out for them.
Yes.
Similar to a square head. Don't.
I don't trust it.
No.
And the square head, the person didn't even, they can't help the head that they had. Maybe mom had a square vagina. But it does give clues. This is even worse, up and down names, capitalization and the opposite.
Small.
Small.
As you would say. Big which I love.
Thank
capital
you.
Letters and small.
Yes. Small, capital, small.
What else is it besides small?
That is self-imposed, and that's even weirder.
Yes.
So this guy, Matt, capital M, capital A, small t, it's too much. It's too much.
It looks like you're saying your name is Massachusetts TT.
Yes.
And that, to me, is
irrational.
Extremely confusing.
And scary. And of note. This guy could not get this hat to Benny as much as he's trying.
I think it maybe was like hot or poisonous or something. Like he had to get rid of it.
Yeah.
He was like, I can't keep it in my car.
Keith, fuck you. Now what's your address for a gift, you piece of shit?
This hat is on a timer set to explode in 10 minutes. If I don't get the address, I'm dead.
And not to jump ahead, but 2 days later, we talked about him reaching out again. And he's like, you know what? You're wrong for calling me out. I'm not weird. Here's what happened, and all his reasons for writing to Benny in a DM made things crazy.
Let me tell you how much I don't want to have sex with this child. Right. Number one, the child's ugly.
Right.
Number two, I don't even know the kid's address. How am I going to go there and molest him?
That's what these crazy people do. I know we said it on that second show, but they exaggerate everything. Like, first of all, I don't even know how to use Instagram properly. So how can I be a predator? I just said what's going on is fucking weird. I didn't say you're trying to fuck the kid necessarily. It's weird, but then they add to it,
Up and down names.
Yeah.
I'm with you 100%.
It reminded me of when we talked about Pat Dixon. And I said, I know this guy has done very inappropriate stuff to women that we know. And then he says, oh, so watch out for me, Pat. I'm apparently the town rapist. I'm like, something's going on. And that's why you try to add in the worst possible thing people can think. So then we go, well, that's not, I doubt that's true. And we try to let it go. That's what Matt just tried to pull. And I don't like it. I don't like it. You can't fucking trick me.
Yeah, I wrote in my notes, how can I get you this hat gate? is the name of the scandal. Yeah. Yeah. How can I get you this hat gate?
You can't. Let it the fuck go. I would have been like, oh, I made a, you know what? Howard Stern misunderstood me. I can't send this hat. But, you know, who cares? That's the end of it. I wouldn't be begging. Robin, please. I got to get this fucking hat to Howard's kid. How do I do it? You let it go. You go, well, he misunderstood.
I once called the Howard Stern show. They were talking about it so early in the morning. I was half asleep, but I'm like, well, I'm going to stay up because I got a thought on what they're talking about. Yeah. I call in, and they keep me on hold for like a half an hour. And, of course, by the time I get on, it's like two, you know, subjects later. Right. And I'm like, oh, I have a thought on this book. And they're like, we fucking were talking about that a half an hour ago. I'm like, I know. been waiting on your phone. Right. Like, but I wasn't like, fuck you, Howard. Maybe if you didn't have me waiting on the fucking phone.
Right.
And then like Leah McEnany texted me or called me the next day, like, heard you on Howard. I'm like, you can delete that from your memory. Thank you very much. It wasn't my finest hour.
Yeah.
I have a letter from somebody.
Is it from Matt?
No, but it's about Matt.
Okay.
Hi. I'm 30, female, size 36 C's, and I give a big anxious shit about this email. Matt Bayer and I went to high school together. We were very good friends. He was always considered fun among the nerds, and he introduced me to Keith and the girl. I continued being friends with him in college up until he overstepped some boundaries with me. We had a disagreement, I honestly don't remember over what, and he started getting loud and yelling at me on the phone. I asked for space so we could calm down. He said he was going to come over to my house, and we would discuss it, despite me telling him adamantly I did not want him to do that.
That's like the opposite.
Yeah. He has exhibited similar lack of understanding of boundaries with his college girlfriend at the time, up to the point of what I would call stalking, but she doesn't feel that way. I checked in with her about him doing this on the show, the hat thing, because she listens too, and she is sympathetic to him. I am not. Matt has had drug issues and been through rehab. He has had many attention and money-seeking behaviors over recent years, including starting a GoFundMe for his rehab and then deleting it within a day or two. In my opinion, he is not mentally healthy and needs to seek more help before interacting with anyone. I have had to block him on social media and unfriended any mutual friends. I'm not sure where he lives anymore, and I don't want to know. I highly recommend distancing yourself and Kyle and Benny from him. As to why he calls himself Matt, we had two or three Matts in my high school out of 100 people, and he wanted to distinguish himself from the other Matts without us calling him by his full name. It didn't work, but enough of us fed his ego and did it. So there you go. Best.
Wow.
Yeah.
Juicy.
Yeah.
He better not, like, if he's listening to this, do not contact that person if you recognize her. Like, this is...
He won't be able to help himself.
No, you cannot.
Oh, he knows boundaries. Mm. Okay. Mm. Yeah.
Matt! By the way, gorgeous hat. I absolutely love
it. It's a nice
hat!
It's cute.
And you're a superstar for making it. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Now, give it to any child and be like, here you go, Benny. Right. And then maybe you'll be you'll satisfied.
Right. But toss it to them and don't talk to them.
Yeah. She like...
Oh, and by the way, he sent me and Keith a screenshot. Here's my conversation, because we didn't talk about this on the main show, right? Here's my conversation with Benny. See, I didn't blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, holy shit, this makes it so much worse because the conversation was not there. It was just one message where obviously he deleted everything before that. And the message was from Benny, right? It was saying like, it was from him. He goes,
I'm glad you like it. I'll try to get it to you if you give your address, something like that.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm glad you like it, meaning you talked before.
Right.
And this is the first DM though. So.
I've had people do that to me. I'm thinking of somebody right now.
I'm like, you just sent me proof that you're a fucking crazy person. And like, you know, I know Keith always sounds like, and sometimes he is like, he's exaggerating, like, fuck Matt, like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, this is true. This is true. Right. This is not exaggerated. You are being a fucking weirdo.
Maybe you've seen things like this from friends. I know I have, where it's like, look, I was out with this guy and look at this screenshot. Isn't he a wacko? And I'm like, yeah, but I can see the screenshot. Something just happened right before or after. What was that? Why are you tricking me? That's what this guy's doing. Like, yeah. I'm just going to see one message out of nowhere that obviously there was a beginning to it and go, oh, okay.
I don't even like that when they do it in movies where it's like a person who's already... you know, relating to each other. And then they go and they show us the text and it comes up as the first text because they don't want to write more in the script. Like, but you should have more text. This guy, look, I didn't say anything weird. I'm like, you said out of nowhere, I'm glad you liked it.
Right.
To a child.
Which one is
Yeah.
What?
I think the main takeaway is just if somebody's telling you, hey, this made me uncomfortable, just sit with that for 15 or 20 minutes and don't say anything.
Or call me an asshole and then insist you send me the hat.
All right. There was also a Goots update in that episode, lest we forget.
Mm-hmm.
And then you ended the episode with a summary of the episode, which people in the forums really appreciated.
I enjoyed that so much.
They were like, so what did we talk about?
I loved
it. Up and down names? No. Goots? Hooking up. Fighting with Billy, you talked about it. Parasite, again, class warfare. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
did you like? I feel like he should do that every time, but I know I'm asking him to work harder.
I liked it. I think he could work a little harder. Him, it's fine.
Keith, do you like it as a as a thing to do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We'll do more of it.
Okay. Cool.
I loved it.
Thumbs up.
Okay, what was the poll there?
The poll was, can you trust up and down names?
No way, Jose.
82% say no. And they're absolutely right.
Oh, my God.
You might recall in that episode, we did a Best Fiends ad with the great Andrea.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we have to appear in court. So Andrea comes on, right?
I'm like, I love it.
And she says how much she loves it. It's more, it's better than everything. Plays it constantly.
She doesn't want to jump off a bridge anymore.
But this last one,
yeah,
it starts with... and I do dating apps on the game. That's totally a thing. That's the opposite of everything you're allowed to say. There's an app inside it. She doesn't have a show that she does ads on. She doesn't know you can't lie about the fucking product. It has, you can date in it. What the fuck? That could be possible. You finish a puzzle, you get to date somebody that matches with you. That's not impossible, but it does not happen at all. She said, she goes, yeah, I love it so much. I play it. I own the company. I'm the boss now. That's a fucking thing. And then she says, yeah, I play it. I play it all the time. Play it, and then I'm going to kill myself. Well, I think these are the three things you can't say. In fact,
those are the big three.
Oh, I can't wait till they tell people now, the next campaign, like, things you can't mention. Suicide. Owning the company.
The KKK.
Dating people on it. And Hitler loves it, too.
She's like, you know what? You can use it as toilet paper.
Yeah.
Take your phone, wipe it on your asshole. Right. I do.
Right. Because fuck this game. I love it. What is happening?
But here's the thing. Behind the scenes, right, we usually have to clip out the ad and send it to the advertising people so they can say, like, they could see, hey, we did it, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But they got to it before we did. We were possibly gonna do like a redo, you know?
And then send them that one. And it's just a bonus for the fiends and the slugs.
Like, who cares? Right. But they got to it first. And
I go, Andrew, what do you like better in this game, the fiends or the slugs? She goes, my pussy. Like, there were two choices.
Yeah.
So here's what happened.
So they ended up, they listened to the show. So that's sweet to hear. Without us sending it to them. Good afternoon. This is our ad agency.
Oh,
I hope your week is going well. It's Monday! Hope your week is going well.
You know, that just fills in, so they just hit enter.
Right. I'm reaching out today regarding the Best Fiends ad that played on Monday's episode of Keith and the Girl.
How many times did she have to backspace?
She's shaking her head like, I gotta tell adults this shit. As always... We appreciate the energy that the hosts bring to the read.
Compliment sandwich.
Oh, big P energy. But we'd like to ask that they refrain from mentioning suicide in future spots.
Constructive criticism.
I believe Andrea said something like, and I quote, in the vein of copy-paste, I'll play it right before I commit suicide so it's the last thing I see, end quote. in the spot. And the client would rather, would really rather, not to push it, but they would really quite rather, I mean, they are paying. The client would really rather not be associated with content like that going forward.
Oh, not be associated.
Yeah, not
oh
suicide.
My. Okay. Okay. That's a good note. Thank you very much for that.
They're willing to meet you in the middle and say it makes you wet, but they would rather. So if we each can have some things, thank you and have a great day.
Oh, there's
blessings.
That sandwich.
P.S. Don't kill yourself too much. Holy shit. Anyway.
KeithandtheGirl.com/coupons. And that has a list of our sponsors and, you know, support our supporters.
I want to know if there's anyone listening who is a closet best fiends fiend. Who's like, you know, not for nothing. These puzzles, freaking love them.
Honestly, if you're playing Best Fiends and you think you could do better than Andrea, send your ad in. Just talking to your phone. Tell us, like,
testimonials.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah.
Email us your testimonial audio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll maybe play it on the show.
I mean, nothing can be worse.
You just can't say you will commit suicide.
Right.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm dead. This game is so good. My bones are ejaculating.
All right. Should we move on?
We need to.
We have to. Legally.
Legally, we have to.
3,239. Super Tuesday. Yes. Tuesday. Mm-hmm. With Adrian Iapolucci.
Yep.
And that was an episode. Boy, oh boy. Lots of comments on the forums. Wow, people get mad at some of the guests. And boy, oh boy, do they not like sometimes what they say.
Yeah.
And or how they say it.
Does it rile up the listeners?
The listeners are a little bit, I'm going to say it, peeved.
Right. What do you think in this show upset the listeners
cheesed off
the most?
What
made them, what did they do?
I think
like
it's
throw
a tie or? Between not voting right. and him that can't get pregnant. Hemda's barren womb versus parking at the polls. You know?
Oh, I'm surprised they didn't jump on the anti-feminist stuff. I thought that would stir some shit up.
Did the listeners already think there was too much as it is?
They had turned it off at that point, I think. They were like, I'll catch them at 3,000 friggin' 240, I guess.
Well, I thought about what she, because I got stuck on the anti-feminist thing. She said, a person who dates someone who has a wife or a girlfriend is not feminist. So I'm like, so any lesbian who cheats is anti-feminist, or
I
what's
mean,
the math on
I kind of got what she was getting at. I think she was saying it in more of a lighthearted, like.
No, she took that seriously.
Right, but I think it was a little bit tongue-in-cheek. Mm. And I did get the sense that you were trying to nail her down, and she was just squirming away. And you were like, what do you mean by that? And she was like, I don't fucking know.
I don't believe in anything.
I don't care.
Yeah, I guess
and
it
you
is,
were like,
yeah.
But you're saying the words into the microphone. And she's like, who says I am? Who says I'm not?
That's true.
And you're like, say it and mean it. And she's like, I refuse. I'll never mean it what I say, and I'll never say what I mean. And him just like, integrity!
It's true, yeah, because I have a thing, like, a lot of times the female gets the, you're anti-feminist, but that it has nothing to do with feminism. Feminism is equality. So, I don't know, what does that have to do with me? No, whatever. You're right.
Thank you. Right. I know.
Yeah.
But I could take these kids, right, even if they have black belts?
Oh, yeah, fighting kids. Yeah. Well, yeah, so could I.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my point.
Yeah.
I wasn't bragging I go to the gym. I'm saying they're fucking kids.
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah.
I mean, I could, you know, I could take a lot of people in a fight who I'll never have to prove it about.
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
I think so. I hear a tone, but. All right, here's the poll. Can Hemda get pregnant? We asked the audience, and the audience says, yes, 85%.
Okay.
So that's the chance of her getting pregnant, 85% if you keep it inside.
I would not take a risk. Just jizz up inside me? Oh my God.
Yeah.
No protection?
Right.
Why would I do that? For your 5 seconds of enjoyment? No.
But you wouldn't trust the pull-out method at this point in your life.
No, she does.
I have, and that was abortion number one. Oh.
No, she wouldn't. Mm-hmm. That's the answer. I respect it. You got a friggin' vibrant ass womb.
I don't trust two horny adults stopping in midst, like, it's not a good idea.
Yeah, I've never been pregnant, so I don't have that experience to draw from. But I can imagine getting pregnant two times without wanting to would make you pretty adamant that you need to protect.
One time, that was the first abortion I got right on birth control, and it was the birth control that failed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got I learned super my lesson. Mm-hmm. Frigging womb.
Yeah. It's reaching out. Come get me.
Ugh. I want to grow a baby in me.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm not able to get pregnant. I do not feel that.
She knows her body.
Yes.
Everything else is happening. You know, the boobs get sore, the cramps, the touchiness. Like, just the one thing isn't going to happen. The baby, I don't know, doesn't.
People don't even sit on toilet seats. 50% think they can't get pregnant.
Well, I mean,
I hate to prove you right.
It is less likely as you get older. That's also science.
She's up there. But, don't get me wrong, but I don't know.
It's more scary. Likely she'll get pregnant than you'll get pregnant, Keith. Mm-hmm. And that's
the way I go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to look at it.
Yeah. So Adrian is going to be back on soon, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. On what?
The show.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
On birth control?
Maybe. Mm. Maybe. All right.
I'll leave it up to the listeners. Well,
yeah. Okay.
Right?
That was crazy that she started the show saying that she was nominated worst guest the first time. The
first time she was on 10 years ago.
She was.
She brought it up and she says, I was nominated worst guest. It's like, all right, well, let's.
I didn't even remember that.
Wow. You guys.
You're like, what a world.
Yeah, making it happen. Billy's idling campaign, mm-hmm. admissions arrest, Hot Pocket, voting, fighting kids. Let's move on.
Okay.
3,240. Take a hike in up and down letters.
Clever, right?
Cute. With Mike Kaplan and Paul Hooper. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you classify Mike's fun name? In your system.
You know what? Changing his name, his birth name, M-I-K-E, to the goofy M-Y-Q, is still more sane than up and down letters.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely agree, 100%.
I think it's more insane than Prince making his name a symbol.
100% agree.
Mike Kaplan told me, not that long ago, a year or two ago, that he's thinking of changing it back because maybe it is silly. And I'm like, don't fucking do that. There's so many Mikes.
Right.
You're also a Mike Kaplan. Like, that is not, it's not Chemda. Right.
And like, MYQ does look like the name of a computer.
You know? That's true. The IBM MYQ.
Yeah.
Paul has been celibate for longer than Chemda. He's won, mm-hmm. he beat Chemda in mm-hmm. the contest that they were having.
Although I didn't get blown.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's true.
But did he even?
He, I mean, okay, an hour and a half.
Oh my God.
He should be arrested.
He should be. At 20,
that's so rude.
At 20 minutes, don't you realize you're done? Like, this will not work. An hour and a half?
I just don't know how you could be, like,
human.
Interested.
An hour and a half, if you're able to do other, if, like, you're servicing her, she goes back to you.
And you're cooking doing other dinner, and you like to sear the steak and then put it in the oven.
Yeah, we watch an action movie.
Right.
You know?
Clean the grill and finish the toppings over there.
Do laundry. Right. Do another load of laundry.
Visit your parents, and then you jack off.
I mean, God bless her.
No,
you
God
know?
Bless her.
I do think she's a hero.
Oh, yeah. At least he gave her that credit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I hope he appreciates her.
I would not want to be with him during steak and blowjob day. Holy fuck.
Oh, jeez.
No.
First of all, to be honest,
Xerxes takes a while. I'm trying to get my jaw ready.
Okay.
Well, I can't talk about this. We can talk about
go ahead.
Paul's dick.
No. You're right. It's a double standard. Go ahead. Keep going.
In fact.
Keep talking about it. I want to hear more.
It's just weird when it's a woman of a certain age, right?
What?
No. Keith, do you want
to... Paul Hooper and I are the same age. We were born the same year.
Okay. I'm telling you, I want to keep knowing about it. Go. Please speak more.
And include the balls.
Yeah.
I feel
And
like-
what about your poon? Where's your poon in all this? Where's... Oh, my God.
You just lost 10 platelets.
Holy shit.
Shout out to Xerxes.
Yeah.
I love you.
What if this is a dream? Like, we're having a dream right
Does
now.
Does Xerxes even have VIP? He's being slandered on this show.
That's a good thing.
Not on Steak and Blowjob Day.
I imagine he'll be cool with mixing it up a little.
Yeah, I hope so.
Sounds like he better. Better whip up the batter, you know?
I mean, it's this week. Do you put a limit on? Do you guys put a time limit on it in your
timer.
Personal life? Keith, do you? Are you like, all right. Nope.
Right.
Come on up.
Call it. I'm calling it.
Yeah.
Boop, blowing a whistle.
Come on upstairs.
Yeah. You did this great. We all did great.
This is going to be my first steak and blowjob celebration.
Right.
I
didn't know what you expected after that. We're very happy for you. I am nervous. And we'll be off social media that day. Holy shit. You know there's going to be sick shit. Like, she's going to...
The problem is that I know Xerxes. I've met him.
Yeah.
And now I have to look at him and be like, it takes you a long time to come when Hemda, a person I also know, puts her mouth on your dick.
You know
what you have.
Social media is going to be a picture of a steak and kind of going, you know what day today is? You know it's coming.
Why not? Andrea shows me her sex wounds. Why can't I say shit?
Mm-hmm. It's the essence, right? It's the vibe. It's this aura, and I bet it's red.
It's just so earnest.
Yes.
It's just like too, like, she's like she's having a nice life.
Yes.
She's like, well, Xerxes, I actually, like, go on down to Xerxes' penis and get yourself a 29,000-minute blowjob. What am I going to do about it? It's March 14th. I'm just little old Hamda. Poon. Everybody loves it.
Hashtag drip.
He also is totally cool with me using the word poon, and he does too. Apparently, he's heard that all his life
he's
in Queens.
He's an angel. Oh, Xerxes.
He'll say poon.
He loves me.
He's just poon friendly.
Oh. He's poon friendly.
Yeah, no, stick with him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We have fun.
Thank goodness for him. I'm so happy he's around.
Keith, are you going to observe Steak and Blowjob Day?
I don't know anything. I'm so dizzy.
I'm going to have steak and steak day.
Yeah, just extra steak.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm ready for water and blowjob day. He's like, keeps switching it because he doesn't give a fuck. Okay, all right, I'm done. Okay, cool.
Wait, he doesn't like steak?
He just wants to get blown,
but
right?
He's like,
let's work on the tube whatever. Steak, he's saying. Look for that hashtag from this one.
Tube steak.
Tube steak smothering an underwear sauce. You know she's got that joke ready.
That's what? A Keith Malley original.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, it's on par with Poon for being terrible.
Thank you.
Guys, feel free to Twitter at him. He's at not Xerxes.
Oh, now she's plugging his Twitter?
What are you going to tweet?
I don't know.
Try not to take all long.
Takes you a long time to come, bro.
Stay coming.
Heard it on the show.
Anyway.
Shout out to you.
It's not like too long. It's nice.
I hope you come okay. Hashtag goots. Well, I mean, what is they supposed to write?
I hate this.
Hey, buddy, I hear you can't come.
Oh, it's not Xerxes. Excuse me.
Oh, okay.
Wow, this poor guy.
We have to move on. We have to talk about something else now.
It's not life. That's what it is.
Before I leave the room.
And what a great thing, by the way. The Twitter is not something.
Oh, my.
Good luck finding it. And not writing a weirdo.
He's a deep thinker.
Right.
You know?
Right. All right. You're right.
This episode was sponsored by Marlin, right? And he was here during the recording. Mm-hmm. That seems like fun. He got to pick his dream crew.
And well, actually, his girlfriend got it for him. And what? So because it was a surprise.
He must have jizzed in 4 seconds off of that gift alone.
She could only help by cleaning up the mess.
Didn't even make it to her lips before he exploded.
Off out of the shaft into the acorn head and then out. Good for him. Good for him. Well, here's the kicker. They broke up.
Yeah. Stop.
And then
it almost got
canceled.
Stop.
Yeah.
So that's why he was here and she wasn't.
What?
They're from out of town, yeah.
But she still said you can have your gift.
It was really nice, but also sad. Great guy.
Wow.
Hung out for a bit. It was cool.
The girlfriend's listening. He's not a great guy.
Right. Well. Yeah. So wow. I had been in touch with only her.
Scandal.
And, yeah. And it was a surprise. So he didn't really get to pick his guests. But I figured, like, longtime listener, longtime guests, you know. So mm-hmm. It worked out.
It worked out. He's fun, easy to talk to at the end of the show. We were talking all the dirt over the years, you know.
Yeah.
What happened to Patrice, right. This kind of thing. Yeah.
We had dinner together. It was cool.
Yeah, I heard that the food came toward the end of the episode.
Yeah.
And that was pretty good. Yeah. I guess the buzzer works now.
The buzzer works.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know.
Sometimes.
Right.
Nobody told me.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Nobody told us either.
I think Mike and Paul together is a funny combination.
Yeah.
Of guests
it was so
also.
Much fun.
I wonder if they excite each other.
I think so. Because I think, like, everywhere that... Not to be gross, but everywhere that Mike is open, Paul is closed, you know, like spiritually.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like the opposite.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like what Keith is with Mike Kaplan. Like, you're the opposite of everything he is.
Yep.
So maybe Keith was finally like on an even ground because when it's me and Mike alone,
that's
Keith
true.
Is outnumbered.
It was 2-on-2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that way, Keith?
I felt more at ease. Yeah. Normally I'm just fucking nervous wreck fucking robot. But yeah.
But he's like a peace and love robot.
I know. That's the kind that confuse you because all robots kill. So what are you doing? You
know? I don't know.
What's inside those peace signs?
What was the poll here?
The poll was... When you slide into children's DMs, are you often misunderstood? Only 18% say yes.
Oh, that's too many.
82% say no. Never been misunderstood.
Way too many.
Yeah. Wow.
Ugh.
Not science.
That was a trick question, you guys.
The guy goes, that guy, Matt. He goes, hey, I don't know if I asked them for the address or not. I know every kid I asked for their address. Every single one. I can name them right now. And
that's
I just
true.
Did.
Yeah.
You don't know if you did. I'm not sure. If I asked for his address.
You know what, though? Honestly, Keith, half of this stuff I truly believe would go over my head. Because when people try to say that they're a good person, I try to hear that. But man, no more of that shit.
Yeah.
Just taking social norms and try to work, you know, like no one will call me out. This will feel uncomfortable. If I say it, it sounds true. Like all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Hate falling for that.
Even you more. Can't trick me.
You really can't.
Exactly.
Kyle, who was more upset at first, ended up feeling bad with his bullshit excuses. And then that letter came in from this woman going, no, I know him. He doesn't know boundaries. That helped her go, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it helped me that he emailed me on the sly, like, I'm the better one. I'm like, oh, man, I see you.
They always
so
play themselves
clearly.
Out eventually.
But the thing is it would take me like 10 more things to be so clear. And now it's like, nah, no, mm-mm. Yeah. I don't need this.
Nice try, jabroni. Right? All right.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm sorry. James Lipton died. What's your favorite word?
Goots. Okay. Episode 3241. Women are ugly. Okay. A personal favorite of mine.
It's tough out
what
there.
What can you say?
I don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy going like, well, you know how it is. You can't give women a compliment. Even I know that that's not good anymore. That was his apology.
Right.
And we, again, we used to be cool with that. Like, yeah.
Yeah, Chris Matthews, yeah. Hemda said to Bianca today, nice shirt. And I said, I don't get it. I don't want fucking
what
trouble.
Shirt?
Right.
I don't see shirts.
I don't see shirt, and I certainly don't see tits. I don't see anything. Who is what? Let's begin.
I had to have an ultrasound today of my heart. Mm-hmm. Which meant I had to show some random dude my boobs this morning.
Right.
Let me tell you, thrilling.
Thrilling stuff.
Just kidding.
Right.
That's sexual harassment.
It's horrifying.
I didn't like it.
Yeah.
But anyway, thanks, Hemda, for complimenting my shirt.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't no shirt, no nothing. Don't care. Don't want to know.
I also liked your you know, illuminating thoughts on New York One anchors. Anybody who has spent a lot of time watching New York One was on the floor, ROTFL, at that one because, man, those people.
I'm missing an arm. You're hired, sports reporter. Do you need to know my qualifications? Nope.
I love New York One.
I like what you got going.
I remember during Hurricane Sandy, just sitting at home watching New York One, knowing that everyone else was also sitting at home watching New York One.
I never
felt more connected to my neighbors.
I had like my door open. You can hear all the rain pouring down. And then you had New York One was the only light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful memory.
It was a beautiful memory. That one woman's always hungover. Yeah. Right, the older lady, right? She's probably 30 something. She puts on makeup like she's 62. She's just like, hey, good morning. And she's like one of the main ones now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's the guy, that idiot that does the Queen's nose. He's like, how's it going? He's so awkward and dumb. He's not invited to anything, you can tell. He just like drags people. Can you talk to me? And Pat Kiernan's just laughing at him, but he's like, at least I have a job.
Yeah. Pat Kiernan's the best.
Yeah, except for the part where he's being sued for sexual harassment.
Oh, no. Okay.
Well, I'm just saying it's a news organization like any other, and everybody's getting in trouble.
He read the paper at her on camera.
Right.
Sexually.
Yeah. What do you do for news? We're going to read all the newspapers to people. Okay. Who cares? Who gives a shit? It comes standard with everybody's TV.
How often do you want us to tell you the weather? Every 10 minutes?
Okay.
Great. How about the traffic? Every 10 minutes? Great.
We don't care. We don't know what to talk about.
The same story every 10 minutes?
Every 10 fucking minutes. You can get
weather on the ones. Oh, is it different than it was 10 minutes ago?
No.
Shit.
It's the same fucking weather.
Wow. Good thing I caught it.
Yeah.
Because 10 minutes ago I thought maybe it's going to rain, but now I'm sure it's not. And you can never leave your house because you're like, the weather's coming up, and you're stuck in the feedback loop forever.
Here's the nose. one dude's missing a tongue.
And they're like, oh, we're going to show the debate for city council district 27,000.
Right.
And I do have one very close friend who's like super into local politics. Right. And she's like, I got to go home and watch the debate on New York One. Like, okay.
Oh, it's so good. Oh my God.
But they keep interrupting to do weather on the front.
Right.
Sucks.
Joe Biden's about to make an important point.
Nope. Traffic's bad.
Still.
Yep.
Andrea's chiming in and she agrees with all of this. She's cracking up in the background. I think you might have heard her. She said, the New York One lady is such a hot mess. I'm obsessed. Her lipstick is always like on the side of her mouth.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going? I'm like, I know how it's going. How's it going with you?
She's like, my shift starts at 4 a.m. And I say the same thing every 10 minutes until 4 p.m.
She goes, here we fucking go again. Politics is caustic. Yeah, it really is the land of misfits over there.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. And it's the first thing you see when you turn on the TV.
Because the cable company owns it. It's a Verizon Spectrum owned company.
That's why I don't have it anymore.
And so whenever you start your TV, your router automatically reset it. Your box.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful part of city life. Of the metropolis.
We probably don't even have to reset our boxes this much, but they just want you to reset it so it goes back to channel one. I don't know. They're really proud of that fucking dumb channel.
They love it.
And I haven't memorized. Viewership is up. You make me.
I think that they might be doing a lot of subliminal messaging.
Probably.
And probably the only reason why we're here today is because of New York One's secret subliminal messaging.
That's great.
Goots is banned. And it's your fault.
He was banned from Caroline's.
And it's all your fault.
And it's all fault. Yeah. Okay.
So.
Well, what are you going to do? It's just interesting. Goots themselves. The power of Goots. It's so Gootsy. Everybody's going to get a piece.
I feel like something shifted in the drama quotient of the show has shifted from your dad to Goots.
Uh-huh. Well, you always have to feel the hole.
We have a Goots update where it used to be, my dad wrote me. Right. And that's like, okay, wow. Somebody's mad at Keith out there.
Right?
Thank God.
And again, he texted me like, hey, you have weird fans, but it's weird that he texted my phone as if we're buddies. I'm like, hey, maybe we're buddies again, whatever that means.
Team Goots for life.
And then right there, social media, like, these fucking losers. I did their podcast. I got fired from Caroline's.
I think it's performance art.
Maybe.
That's what I'm going with.
Maybe.
Andy Kaufman kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's my hope.
He does have a giveaway head. You know what that means.
Is that square?
God gives clues. It's not square, but it's a giveaway.
It's a giveaway.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's pretty square now that I think about it.
No.
Yeah. Up and down.
It has an aura. Names? It has an aura.
It has a Z in it for no reason.
Yeah.
Have that.
Yeah. Capital G.
No one called you the Goots out of love.
No.
And you owned it.
Yeah.
I'm going to adopt it.
Mm. Keith, please stop talking shit about the Goots or I'll get in trouble.
Oh, Hemda got in trouble on social media. His roommate, Christina Galston, was like, fuck these guys. I don't even know if she heard the show or Goots said, hey, they talked about you too, which we didn't. But yeah, a lot of fucking fire.
She got mad at you, Hemda?
Yeah, more at me than a Keith again.
What'd you do?
I'm talking about her pussy out of line. I'm like, I don't know what I said.
What
can you say now?
I tell her I'm talking about Xerxes' dick, not her pussy. Better? Did I make it better?
Okay, I'm blind. I can't.
How did we get back into this dark forest? I hate it here.
I asked Xerxes if it's okay that I talk like that about him. He's like, I know what I'm getting into.
And he said, please do. Get the word out that I can never come.
He goes, I'm not new here.
Right.
He's a gentleman in the streets and a Paul Hooper in the sheets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
The poll was when we learned that the Pope had the flu.
Poor guy.
Why did God give the Pope the flu? Your choices were... some kind of karma, some kind of holy karma, or he was just being funny. 65%. God was just being funny.
God made germs, you know?
Yeah. He made it all.
I guess.
He made everything.
Yeah.
When you trip, he made that.
God made corona.
Yep. The bear and the virus.
Yeah, he tried with SARS, but he's bringing it back.
I love you. Here's coronavirus.
Yeah.
A little sprinkle.
That was like the 10th day, I guess. Yeah.
And on the 10th day, he was an asshole.
It's like, I mean, fuck, you know, these people.
He could be killing our firstborn, so.
Oh, right. That's your God. Okay. That's your Jewish God again.
So you're going to punish me for being an asshole? No. I'm going to kill your kids. What the sick fuck?
Yeah. bring your kid to this mountaintop.
Yeah.
Because I want to fucking kill him.
He loved killing kids, this
okay,
guy.
Okay, I guess I have to.
Yeah, Abraham, the Moses days. This guy
makes
loves-
a hell of a lot of sense to me. I guess kid's dead.
Right. I'm going to drown the world, Noah. Like, oh, who are you killing? The bad guys? Kids, too. Loves killing kids.
We do need two giraffes, though.
Right.
But fuck these kids.
Right. Like baby giraffes? No, 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 no.
No, giraffes that will fuck later. Yeah. Right. I like the giraffes when they fuck. That was God. That was my impression.
I got it.
Okay.
All right, let's center ourselves.
Closing thoughts, closing statements, closing musings.
Well, let's see what we talked about, shall we?
Thank you, Keith.
We covered Andrea lost us a sponsor. We talked about people have to put bullet points in ads now to not talk about suicide and owning companies that you don't own.
You did great, Andrea.
We talked about up and down names, the scariness of it, and the one thing God does to give us clues. He gives us Play-Doh heads. And we figure out the shapes and what they mean. Goots! We talked about the woman that wrote in about Matt and his hat, which I'm very excited to see.
Oh, yeah. We got to go to the P.O. box.
Yeah. I can beat up kids, but anybody can. We talked about the Chemda.
I'm not as confident as you guys at my fighting ability, but okay.
Chemda, well, you got to go in positive. They can smell that. These kids are like dogs. I can kick a dog, but if you have to.
It's more upsetting for you than beating up a kid, beating up a dog.
I'm very confused the whole time.
Right. We talked about, you know what we didn't talk about? New York's plastic bag ban.
Oh, yeah. Mm. How are you doing? Are you struggling?
I have so many saved up.
Good for you.
So far, I'm doing pretty good. In fact, I'm thinking April 15th, I'm going to give away some bags. Yeah.
You're going to get fined by the city.
Mm.
So I wouldn't.
It'll be raffle prizes. We'll make it good.
Maybe I hide it under people's chairs.
You get a
like
bag.
Like Oprah, yeah. Yeah.
By the way, I'm setting up some surprises for KATG week, so.
What? Mm-hmm.
Just be ready. Mm-hmm. Come early.
I have my one joke, so that might be a surprise.
It's very exciting.
For you guys that I only have one.
I actually took it.
Oh.
It's a good one. I like it. And we talked about don't compliment women. It's only trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Best fiends forever. Best fiends forever, Keith. Hemda and Bianca, and sometimes Andrea, we're all best fiends forever. GateThanTheGirl.com. Poona.